Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. What an honor it is today to bring you my friend, Dr. Remy. Her official name, Dr. Ramina Panjwani. She's a board-certified internal medicine physician with a deep focus on functional medicine. She started out in UT Austin, went to Kentucky, and then back to Medical City in Fort Worth. She's trained at Cleveland Clinic, and she is dedicated to improving the lives of her patients, primarily those women in the areas of sleep, nutrition, stress, movement, and relationships. She has a passion for health, wellness, and helping others, and I am just so honored to bring this conversation to you today because I believe your life's going to be better because of it. Welcome to the mic, Dr. Remy. Okay, Rock Movers, you got to hear this amazing bio of my friend and new rock moving maven for our community, Dr. Remy. Dr. Remy, thank you. And you go, it's Dr. Ramina, but you just go by Remy because you are just so personal. And is that okay that we call you that for the purpose of
sure.
the show?
That works. Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you, first off, for being here. We are so excited to learn more about your holistic practice and your functional medicine that you are moving rocks for other people with. So tell me a little bit about how this all got started for you and this journey to being a functional doctor in the Dallas, Texas area.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I love spreading the message of a whole different way to practice medicine. So by day job, I am a board certified internal medicine physician. I work in the hospital. So I save lives during the day. It's great when you need it for the acute setting, but it's a bandage approach. And what I've noticed while practicing is, again, it's a bandage approach. There's a population that could benefit and fully thrive, and they don't necessarily need acute care. They need to get down to root cause. And I started to go down that pathway because that's where I really focus on true health is a holistic approach. And so functional medicine does exactly that. It's a personalized approach utilizing lifestyle and considering everything that makes someone unique, personalized, and getting to a cause. So that's where I got into functional medicine.
I love it. So did you grow up in a household that practiced holistic health and really took that whole approach of diet, meditation, exercise, lifestyle into account? Was that something you grew up with?
Well, funny thing is, so I come from a South Asian background. So a lot of the home remedies was already ingrained in my culture. It wasn't really new for me. It was already something that I was exposed to in a sense. But medicine was new because I'm first generation American in my family. So I had to pursue education on my own and get into what medicine was to me and is now. Yeah. So it was something I had to explore and put a blend of my upbringing in.
I love that you've added that your personal story because I didn't grow up. I grew up with traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with a family that took a pill for everything. Mm-hmm. Like you got a headache, take a pill. You know, they never took into account, are you dehydrated? Do you just need to drink water? Are you, dealing with some stress and you're just holding it in your head? Like there was never a conversation about what else could be going on. It was absolutely that Band-Aid approach of just take something to fix the problem rather than, getting to the root of it. So you've been able to do this and I mean, you're obviously doing this at a high rate because you've accomplished so much at a very young age. And I mean, just the things that you can do for people who are your age and reaching a new generation
right? You don't have to be 60 years old to be an accomplished doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you're bringing that fresh air and that fresh approach into the Dallas area. So for someone that isn't familiar with functional medicine, can we dive into a little bit more about why they would want to pursue a functional medicine practitioner versus a traditional?
Yeah, of course. And what I like to do is just start with both. So let's differentiate both approaches are. So conventional medicine is your regular, let's say your primary care doctor you go to, or just regular doctor, and it's a symptom-based approach. Symptoms, you're going to get labeled a diagnosis, you'll get thrown medicine. It's standard approach for everyone. Standard labs, standard treatment, and more medicine, medicine, medicine. Which is okay if you have like an acute setting and say you have a heart attack, right? You do need to put a bandage on top of that heart attack. It's there. However, to truly practice prevention and optimal living and thriving before you get any symptoms, before you get any symptoms or the diagnosis of diabetes or heart disease or anything, there's a way you can practice. So you don't necessarily have to have illness to be seen by a functional medicine doctor. Or if you've had long-term illness like fatigue, that's a symptom. What's causing the fatigue? Utilize that. Let's get to root cause. So it's a root cause approach. It's personalized. It looks as individual lab. So it's not going to be your traditional labs that you get. It's going to be diving deeper. And it's almost per se breaking down biochemistry, biohacking according to you. So it is personalized. It's advanced lab. And of course, we consider lifestyle, right? So when's the last time you've gone to a conventional doctor where they've asked you, well, what's your sleep look like? What's your stress? What exactly are you eating? Are you exercising? What's your relationship looking like? What are you doing for your mind, body, spirit? And we consider all that, and it is evidence-based. So I would say those are the two major differentiations and what and where functional medicine shines.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the biggest obstacle is that most people depend on health insurance, and health insurance tends to push you towards the traditional, conventional method of addressing the symptoms versus the prevention method of really creating a healthy life so that you avoid the symptoms altogether before they ever happen. So how do you advise and recommend people deal with that obstacle of insurance, or, you know, just the cost of the fear of the cost, right? It's an assumption that this is going to be more expensive when really, if you take care of yourself, it ends up being way cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I see is insurance-based system is very restrictive. They run the show. It's really keeping people and patients as a business. So if you per se think about you can't go to the doctor and take care of yourself, then typically what happens is aging in this community, in this country, is you're looked at, you're old, you're decrepit, you're in and out of the hospital, but it doesn't have to be that way. So you do end up spending a lot more. People end up getting into more debt their last decade of life because they're in and out of the hospital. However, if you put more money in the bank in advance, taking care of yourself, even if it's simple lifestyle modifications, it will take you a long way. Being me as a physician, in my personal practice, I don't take insurance because, again, it's restricted. And a good example of that is if you go to your regular doctor, maybe you get 5 minutes, that's it. And you may not even see the physician. With me, it ends up being pretty much how much you're going to pay for a copay. But that's how much I charge. But you get quality. You get at least 60 to 90 minutes where I spend time with you. And it's a teamwork. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not putting a bandage on it. We're taking a root cause approach. And then also, I don't have to answer to the insurance company. I don't have to say, well, I didn't put this bandage approach on it. I don't have to listen to that. It's actually treating the patient for what they deserve, what they need, the quality, the expertise. So going into, there's so many practitioners out there, but if you look at my credentials, I've gone to med school like a long time, then on top of that residency training, then on top of that extra certification to get functional medicine. So you pay up front, which is not that unreasonable for the quality of service. So say, for instance, another example, like you go to a hairdresser, right? Hairdressers have different levels. So if you go to a beginner, they might be cheaper, but they cost more in time. So you're using a lot of time. Whereas if you go to an expert, they might be like half the time and they charge you more, but you get it right. You go for the expertise in that sense. So you want to make sure you're guided by the right person and you have the liberty to operate outside of the insurance-based system, because that's restrictive. And in this sense, you can actually help people get to root cause.
Yeah, I, for years and years and years, never even knew that this was an option until I had the opportunity to see a chiropractor and he didn't take insurance. And I just thought that was so strange. But then I started researching and learned that by not taking the insurance, he was able to truly recommend what was best, even if that was something that wasn't a pill, you know, if it was something diet-wise or moving my body or whatever it was, you know, maybe it was limiting certain chemical exposure. So many other options that, and I just find it so frustrating that traditional medicine isn't really focused on getting us well.
Yeah.
And that they are, and like we may get banned by this, but like they're really bought by pharma and they're meant to push pharma. And it's just about who has dollars in their pockets. And so that whole process of supporting a system to keep you sick so that you support the machine is just exhausting and it's killing us. And so I love that you're providing resources. And so first off, thank you for doing that, for stepping outside of the circle of traditional and doing what was right for people. How can people get connected to you? Where are you at in the world? Because I have listeners from all over the United States, but you know, those that are in the Dallas area, how can they connect with you? And then if they're not in the Dallas area, how would they find someone like you?
Well, I actually I have a virtual platform as well, so I can see people outside of Texas, and that's, people like that. I do offer a concierge for local Dallas, Fort Worth people, but in the hustle bustle of daily scheduling, people like the availability of being virtual too. So I have both options. So you can get a hold of me by going to my Instagram. I post educational content about what's going on in Dr. Amina world. Learn about me in that place. So it's DrReMina, just Dr. Amina. And then I keep it simple for my website as well. If you want to learn more, www.drremina.com. And then, of course, the podcast too, have the Dr. Amina Pinglani show. So there's plenty of ways to figure out, to learn about me and work with me.
Yeah, and to learn from you to just begin to make better health choices, because the whole purpose of what we do here at Rock Movers and in our Rock Movers community is to really help people begin to have a whole life, right? We're not just a body. We're not just our career. We're not just a mom. We're not just any one thing. We are a whole being, and we're a spiritual being first. And then we're this physical being, and we have a body that we want to take care of. And if you don't take care of it, then, you know, you are going to have consequences of that. And so to begin to take care of your spirit, your energy, which then affects everything, is just such a gift. That's something I've learned. And I love that on your Instagram, you're always giving us resources and ideas on just how to approach things differently from a new perspective of wholeness, of healing. And how to avoid those pitfalls that we tend to fall into when we get caught up in things like stress and, you know, to us with the cortisol and, you know, just the inflammation and how that's like just the beginning of so many other problems and how our bodies just completely linked to each other. I love the little educational nuggets that you drop all the time and just so many resources. So thank you for those resources. And I love that you shared your website. Of course, all of that will be linked in our show notes. But what are some things that you feel like, because most of my listeners are between the ages of 30 and 60 women mm-hmm. who are in the workforce, they're doing all the things, they're a mom, they're a business owner or a leader in their career. And most of the time, these women who, much like myself, they put themselves last, right? They're taking care of everybody else. So what are some good tips, resources that you can, sorry, my podcast mic, that you can suggest that they try just to begin creating new self-care habits mm-hmm. to begin that path back to wholeness? Mm-hmm. And
yeah, absolutely. I can completely relate because I'm also a mom and wear so many hats. The key point to keep in mind is you have to fill your cup up first. You mm-hmm. have to fill your cup up first so you could be there for all the other aspects. I know you want to go, but even if you start small to do something that de-stresses you and refocuses, it takes you a long way. And it becomes a lifestyle over time. And if you have kids, they will pick up if you're not present. They want you to be happy. They want to see you live happy in a fulfilling life because that's how they find a role model in you. Right. So you want to make sure, even if it's a few minutes to meditate, if it's to go get yoga, go outside for a walk, whatever it is to fill your cup up, make sure you do it. And then I assure you, I guarantee you will be more present and active and available to be there for all the other aspects, all the other hats, all the entrepreneurial hats, all the mom hats, the boss hats, whatever, life hat, all of that. It will be better because you'll be able to last longer with the new lens that you come in with.
Yes, I love that. That is a message I literally preach all the time. And sometimes I have to remember to take my own advice.
It's hard. Yeah.
Yeah. So it can be really challenging because we have such a desire to serve that sometimes it becomes self-sacrificial. Mm-hmm. But thank you for that reminder. So on the Rock Movers, I love having our guests give their favorite resource or their favorite hat. I had one person tell me about the Remarkable. I love this. This is one of the best recommendations anybody ever gave me because I love the written word. I love to write and the feel of a pen, but I love that this can convert it to digital. It's a great resource. So what are some of your favorite either health hacks or generational healing hacks or sleep hacks? Like what is the best thing that you love to give as far as a recommended resource for your people?
Yeah, well, honestly, I like to keep it simple. It doesn't have to get all complicated because you want to have a sustainable habit and it starts with intention. I would say intention. Whatever you do, start the day with intention, whether it's gratitude, whether it's a journal or breath work, because that will go a long way. As simple as breath work, and you discuss that. I love talking about controlling your nervous system. So if you can start your day out right, you can control the nervous system right. So with the breath work, as simple as it is, with the gratitude, with the intention of how you're going to start the day before jumping onto a screen, before jumping onto kids, whatever it is, taking a moment to ground yourself takes you a long way because that breath will rewire your entire nervous system. So your stress levels are not starting out high, it's balanced. And that's just a brief little snippet of how you can hack your system without needing any devices. I would say start with that, the breath work and keeping a hold of your nervous system throughout the day. And you really don't need all the hacks. You have your breath with you, you have your mind with you, and the stronger you get, the more mindful you are, you take it with you everywhere. And yeah, if you need to have a hack, you can do that. There's so many hacks, devices out there. and one for every category, sleep, exercise, all that. But I would say my favorite is regulating your nervous system, having a finger on your own pulse, and it starts within yourself, within your mind, because there's something called neuroplasticity, right? You can rewire your brain by simple habits.
Yes, my gosh.
Simple.
I love that you simplified it, because that can apply to anybody, no matter where you are in the world. Mm-hmm. That's something you could do, and that's the gift that you can give to yourself every day. Thank you for that reminder.
You're welcome.
I tend to like hit the ground running every morning, and I have to really make myself slow down and plan ahead so that I have the time to have that little quiet moment where I can just ground and recalibrate to have those kind of days. So if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I wish I had time to meditate and do all of that, you can. You find time to get on social media. You find time to do all the things. You find time to brush your teeth and take a shower. So you can find time to plug in and take care of yourself. It just is about changing your habits and your priority and making this important, because you're important. So take this tip from Dr. Amina, that start your day with intention, ground yourself, breathe. So breath work, somatic work. It's the best way to begin to hack your nervous system and have a mindful approach to this presence, just so you can be present for yourself, fill your cup up so that you can fully give all the things that you want to give to everyone else, so you don't run on empty, because that's where burnout happens. That's where overwhelm happens. So if you find yourself just feeling on edge, like, I'm gonna lose it. Like, I'm just fried, exhausted. My cortisol is high. My inflammation is high. My blood pressure is high. Just start at the root, and that's with sleep, and then waking up and grounding and intention. So, love, love, love this. What else would you want women listening to this today to know from you in this moment about what they need to do? Like, what would be the first steps? So they're going to contact you, they're going to set an appointment, but what can they expect in the first steps of working with you?
So the first step is we get a free discovery call, a quick 10 to 15 minute call, and see what it is that you're looking for and how we can work together. Mm-hmm. And if that works, then we go move forward for a full consult. And with that consult, it's about 60 to 90 minutes. We go through everything. We create a big lifeline, a big timeline of your life from when you were born, everything that you were exposed to, family dynamics, all that. And then you go deeper into all the major aspects and events that lead you to your symptoms today. And then we look at your lifestyle, of course, we look at what you're eating, stress, how you're exercising, all that. And then we devise a plan. We utilize lifestyle. What's going to work for you? I'm not going to say, oh, you need to do this. Start small, depending on where you're at. If you're a pro, then we could just easily hack depending on where you're at. So it's not a one size fit all. Everyone's different. And so we customize everything from that approach. So we start with lifestyle, whether it's adjusting your nutrition, adjusting the exercise, whatever it is. And then if we need to add labs, then we go ahead and add labs, but not necessarily do you need to do it, because the lifestyle changes might adjust what may show up in those advanced labs. So there's option of that. If we need supplements, whatever the case is, that's what we'll do. And then from there, we follow up once you get labs or we touch base. And being concierge, you have access to me, so you're not alone. You don't have to go about questioning or calling the front desk to offer the doctor's office and wait weeks and months to get a call back. So it's truly personalized and accessible. And that's what working with me entails.
I love it. So if someone isn't local, how would they do their labs and the other things that need to get done? Could they do that remote as well?
Yeah, because it's truly concierge, the advanced functional labs, there are some you could get mailed directly to you. So it could be like a saliva test, a pinprick test. It could be urine test. And then if it's blood work that needs to be getting done, then it's I partner with local labs, so they can, we can go to the one near your house, or we can get a phlebotomist to come to your house. So it's truly meant to be hassle-free as much as possible.
Wow, you really like taken all of the excuses out of the way. Like you just made it so simple and so easy. I love that. So again, we'll put the way you can contact Dr. Romina in the show notes so that you can look for easy, simple way to truly address the root cause and implement some preventive measures for functional medicine so that you can truly show up whole, healthy, happy, so that you can have the life that you were intended to have. This is all about you functioning at your most optimal level and really being whole and present for every single day that you possibly can. We should not be just getting by. We should all be thriving. And I love, love, love that that's what Dr. Romina is doing with her practice and doing it in such a way that she just makes it a no-brainer that all of us can work with her. So thank you for that. Any final parting words or anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Yeah. If you wait till you feel symptoms, then it's too late. You want to take help into your own hands. Or if it's a simple change you want to do, just start small. It doesn't have to be so daunting. It could be small. Maybe it's like eat a different color vegetable once a day, right? If it's that, or just go outside, take a deep breath of fresh air, just walk. One small step, and then it becomes a habit. So just get started.
I love it. Take your health into your own hands. Don't wait for a symptom to motivate you to take action. So, so smart. So thank you so much for pouring into our listeners today, giving them some great suggestions on how they can take their health into their own hands, because our women are very proactive. They are very much those women who get stuff done. We just want to encourage them to do it for themselves too. So
exactly.
That gentle nudge, as I love to say, like sometimes you need a nudge. Sometimes you need to be like completely shoved off of the platform that you're on. But today we're going to do both with love so that you can take care of yourself and be your most optimal version of you so that you can fully live the life you were destined to live. So that all the other things that we talk about, the abundance and the peace and the self-worth and self-confidence, all of that comes when you fully embrace caring for yourself. It all just goes hand in hand. So it's such a beautiful reminder that you are in control and no one can take care of you the way that you can. So love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Romina. I appreciate you so much. And I hope that you will reach out to her, follow her on Instagram, and just check out her website and all the things, her YouTube channel, so that you can learn from this amazing rock moving woman. And just remember to continue moving those rocks. Just know you don't have to do it alone. We're here for you. Wow, wasn't today's guest amazing? I hope that you enjoyed them as much as I did, and I hope that you got something super valuable. If you did, I am so grateful. And just for showing up, I want to say thank you. This is my offer to give back, and it's just so impactful to me to see that it's making an impact on you. So just for being here, I want to gift you free access to my Reclaim Your Confidence course. It's a mini course, short 5 modules. You can get through it within about an hour, maybe a little bit more if you dive in deeper, but it's impactful, yet it's not super heavy. So use VIP2024 as a code to get free access to this course just for showing up and listening to this entire episode. And I also want to know, what are you getting from this? What would you like to see? What are future episodes? Who do we need to be talking to? Who has some amazing rocks that they want to share? And that's by sharing, commenting, and subscribing to the Rock Movers, and then following me over on social media. We want to stay connected. We want to be a part of your world. And I want to invite you to be a part of mine. If you'd like to book a call, go a little bit deeper into some of these topics, you can find a link to book that call on CoachKarenGray.com. You're always invited to join me there, and I can't wait to dive into deeper conversations with you. That's my way of giving back and saying thank you for being a part of our Rock Moving community. Until the next episode, or until we jump on the call, have a great day and keep moving those rocks.